Blog Talk Radio.
I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father. I love to praise your holy name, Abba Father.
Fire, fire, you know me, I give it
my all, very uplifting. And you know, it's beautiful. Since we began doing these Women of Destiny meetings, since actually 2009, women's lives have been changed. Some have gone back to school and improved themselves. Others have started businesses. So it's awesome to see the impact. You will not remain the same. You will be challenged, provoked, inspired, motivated just to be that great woman of God you are. So that's the first invitation. The second invitation, of course, is to our annual Fresh Aroma Conference, which we hold every April. Right here in beautiful Dallas, Texas, at the Sheraton Hotel, the beautiful, actually recently renovated Sheraton Hotel right in Irving. I love Irving. Oh, I could say so much about Irving, but let me, because of time. But again, the conference is free. But this year, 2015, my lovely, wonderful apostle and I are celebrating 25 years of ministry in America. We're excited. We are as enthusiastic as we were when we first started, when we were just kids and just, oh my goodness, I had just come from London, fresh from law school. And I was like, oh my goodness, how did I end up marrying a pastor? I was supposed to go home to Zambia and start this very prestigious law firm. But anyway, that's another long story. But I thank God for the joy and the honor of serving my King. It's been incredible, wonderful. So during the conference, we're going to be having a Silver Jubilee black tie dinner. Very elegant, very excellent, very classy. You know me. It's going to be the red carpet event of Dallas. You don't want to miss it. It's going to be absolutely awesome. The dress code, very easy, black and white. Make sure you wear those beautiful ball gowns and get those three-piece suit tuxedos. We are going to give away prizes for the best dress. It's really going to be awesome, awesome. We like to have a good time as we are serving the Lord. So the conference is free, but it is a dinner, and it is $50 per person. I believe everybody can afford $50. Please don't wait until the last minute. We have people coming literally, and I'm not exaggerating, everywhere, all over America. You know, we've raised many sons and daughters who are in different places. They are all coming. You know, of course, we know many people, many pastors. It's going to be absolutely awesome. You don't want to miss that Silver Jubilee dinner. Also, during the conference, I tell you, this is going to be a conference very exciting and so much happening. Well, many of you have grown to love our wonderful Miss Shiko Mwangi. She's the facilitator of this show. She's my administrator, very faithful, a spiritual daughter who's been serving with us now for 5 years. Now, the work of an apostle and a prophet is to raise leaders, to raise pastors. In Boston, I think about, we have 30 of our sons and daughters who are pastors, evangelists, doing great things for God. And it's fulfilling as a parent to see your spiritual sons and daughters grow up. So we are so blessed that we will be ordaining the beautiful Miss Rose Wanjiku Mwangi, Miss Shiko Mwangi, during the conference. Sunday morning during the conference, everyone of our guests comes to All Nations, and it's going to be a very colorful, beautiful ordination service. I know she's been a blessing to you. Let's be a blessing to her. And, you know, these things happen once in a lifetime. She has served us so faithfully. Oh, my goodness, I could go on. But anyway, so please come. So it's going to be a conference of a lifetime. So this is two invitations, Women of Destiny, Saturday, January the 24th. That's the fourth Saturday in this month at 9 a.m. sharp. Please, we will have a lot to do. Come on time so that we can minister to you, and then we enjoy the good breakfast. And then, of course, in April, the 16th to the 19th, the conference is free, but you need to get the tickets in advance, the dinner tickets. We're not going to sell any tickets at the door. So please, just let's be excellent this year. Let's be organized. Just get onto the website. It is only $50. Ladies, we spend our time, you know, Disneyland, movies, all the different things we love to do. So please come and celebrate with the Tawajira Yesus and come and celebrate with Miss Shika. Praise be to God. In the remaining 20 minutes that I have, this program again is tailor-made for our future. I don't like to call them singles, our future brides and bridegrooms. I want you to know that this is the season for your destiny connection. I'm not just saying this because I'm feeling sorry for you or I have nothing else to do, but I tell you, as a prophet of God, as a servant of God, it is your season. You know, it's amazing. Last year I traveled extensively, and between September to December, everywhere I went, I was finding people who I had prayed for, and they had all gotten married. In Delaware, they came to me. Baltimore, in another part of Towson, Maryland, and in Boston, almost 6-7 people came, and they're like, oh, Mom, at this Queen's Night. One actually had come to our church here in Dallas during our 24-hour prayer, and she says, you know, Apostle prophetically was walking girls down the aisle. I was one of them. She says, that same year, I met my man, and a year later, I was married. I'm like, what? Why didn't you get in touch? But anyway, but I'm saying all this to say the Lord, I was saying, Lord, my goodness, some of them I didn't even remember. They were really excited, introducing me to their husbands. The one in Boston even had a beautiful baby. And I was so amazed. And when I went back to the hotel room, this was now about December, the Lord said, it's the season for marriage. You see, God is a God of season. And we have to, as God, as people, we have to know when the season for something comes, because there's a grace that is released, there's an anointing that is released. So I want to encourage you, future brides, not even future brides, let me just call you brides, bridegrooms, that this is the moment, this is your time. But you see, marriage is a destiny connection. I would not be who I am today, doing what I do, if I just married anybody. Thank goodness that the Lord handpicked my husband for me, who I met when I was 18. Some of you have heard the testimony. If not, you can come to Women of Destiny or the conference. I'll share with you then. But I thank God that he celebrates who I am, saw the gift of God in me, and is not intimidated by me at all. I mean, I'm telling you, he is not intimidated by me. And there's few men who can handle a strong woman. But I'm also a very balanced woman. I know how to be a great wife, great mother, have fun. When I'm in my home, I'm Mrs. Tawajira, so I'm not prophet, you know. I'm a Mrs. I'm a wife and a mother. But I'm saying all this to say it matters who you are connected to. And of course, in this season, one thing I've seen that when the Spirit of God is moving, the enemy will try to sabotage or to bring a counterfeit. So I'm encouraging you, brides and bridegrooms, please be in fasting if you're not, so that your spirit can be sensitive, so that if that Ishmael comes, that counterfeit, I don't care how he looks or how she looks, your spirit will let you know that is not the one. So the number one thing I want to tell you is to be discerning. Don't just go for the outward appearance. Catch this person in the spirit. So number one, be discerning. Number two, how will you know that this is the destiny, a connection? You have an overwhelming peace. An apostle and I met many years ago in Nairobi. I was just 18 years old, had finished A-levels, was getting ready to go to London for law school. And of course, because we are from different nations, and then our family was moving out of Nairobi. My mom had gotten a promotion in Abidjan. So we had a lot of opposition. People were like, no, you're from two different countries, you're too young, look, you're going to law school, and, you know, even on a sunny day, it's not like you're going to come back to Nairobi, you'll never meet again. But I think that besides all that opposition, there's one pastor whom I love so much who stood with us, and he says, you people, if you can pass this test, overcome the opposition, you are made for one another. Now, at that time, I had no desire to be a pastor's wife. I mean, I was not even looking at it like, look, he's in Bible college, one day he's going to be a pastor. Oh, you know when girls are in love, there's some things and you don't even look at. But to cut a long story short, in the midst of opposition, God gave us overwhelming peace. And so we knew no matter what happened, we would stick together. And here we are, actually, this is going to be our 23rd year. It is grace of God. People don't even know we're from two different nations. They either think we're Kenyan or we're Ugandan or I don't know. They just, you know. But when God brings the right person, I'm telling you, it is just you will fulfill your destiny. So brides and bridegrooms, number one, be discerning. Number two, if you have the peace of God, then go ahead and connect with that person. But this is the season for the third one, which really should have been the first one, is really be ready. When I say be ready, because what I strongly feel in my spirit, the people whom God is bringing are not going to waste your time. Imagine when I met Apostle, he just looked at me and said, one day you'll be my wife. Now imagine I'm 18. I'm like, what? I didn't even like him. That's a whole other story. I know I'm a bit hyper today. It's okay. I'm excited. Great things are happening. I didn't even like him. But he was so bold and so confident. And, you know, he was a very popular guy because he was very generous. He's tall, dark, and handsome. And he had all these girls. Would not give them the time of day. And I'd be like, you know, why doesn't he go for girls who are older? They're working. I've just come out of school. You know, I'm in transition. We're leaving Kenya. I'm going to law school in London. What does this guy want to say? But he would, oh, and he would tell people, that young girl, I'm going to marry her. Okay. And I'm going to give her a great life. I'll be like, yeah, right. You know, so what I'm saying is, and the Lord has been reminding me about this. And whenever God reminds me about something, it means hear it. So the people who are coming your way are not going to waste your time, brides and bridegrooms. Get ready. I'm serious. Ready. Clean your houses, please. You know, get rid of old clothes. I mean, really get ready. Your status is about to change. You know, on our morning prayer line, I've been telling people to you know, faith without works is dead. And part of getting ready, you need to start trying on those bridal gowns, those accessories, you know, the checkout venues. I am serious. There are going to be many weddings in 2015. One of my cousins, cousin sister, in fact, in the African context, she's my sister because we grew up together, my mother and her brother, a brother and sister. Now, this cousin of mine, cousin sister, is very picky. She's almost 30, and, you know, we've been trying to hook her up for a long time, and I'm telling you, she's just something else. She studied here for many years, and she went back home, and she's like, no, these Zambian guys, I'm just, I'm not impressed. During our, you know, we had a Fresh Aroma conference in Lusaka in August, which was phenomenal, incredible. Those of you who've tuned in from Lusaka, we are going to have another one in July. I'll give you the dates at the next meeting. But we had this committee. So my cousin and this other guy who used to live in Boston happened to be on the committee. And during, of course, the preparations were so busy. It was going to be our first time. You know, they didn't really notice each other. But during the conference, you know, when the anointing is there, it is just amazing. So several people were teasing them, saying, oh, you make a good couple. And she was like, oh, no, he's not my type. But we come back to America, I think about 2 months later, she said, oh, my God, sis, you're not going to believe this. To cut a long story short, I think it was early December, we got engaged to this guy. And it is amazing. They are compatible. They are great friends. You know, they've both lived here, so they understand life in America, but very passionate about being back home. So that is such a common bond. And this guy says from the time he saw, of course, he was really scared because he knows how strict I am and very protective over my loved ones. He's like, oh, my God, how am I going to tell Prophetess I'm in love with her cousin's sister? But he's such a gentleman, such a good guy, good testimony. And from the time he saw her, He said, that is going to be my wife. And I'm telling you, brides and bridegrooms, they are getting married in July. You can imagine, just before the conference. So this is a witness and a confirmation to me that the people God is bringing is not going to waste your time. Imagine, they met last year, and look, within a year. So you can meet somebody January, February, March, I'm telling you, no, October, November, December, we're going to have a wedding. So the third thing, be ready. I don't even know how to emphasize, but all I am saying is be ready, because this is the season, this is the moment. If for your destiny connection, you know, your destiny connection brings joy. Your destiny connection brings peace. Your destiny connection brings out the best in you. Your destiny connection helps you to fulfill your destiny. Your destiny connection takes you to another level. Your destiny connection brings favor your way. So, brides and bridegrooms, this is your moment. Another very, very key thing in this season is association. You know, it really matters. For me, I'm very friendly. I know many people, but I tell you, I can count on my hand who I can call at 2 a.m. and 3 a.m. I'm just picky like that. I'm actually very private. You ask Miss Soon to be ordained pastor, she knows I'm really picky about privacy. I'm just like that. And we have friends whom we've been friends since we came here to America. Those are my close friends, the Mazingos, the Zagabes, the Bonicas. Those are my inner circle. And these are people who are movers and shakers. These are people who have inspired me to be great. These are people who inspire us as apostles, you know, to just go for the gold and reach for the stars. You know, the Bible says, he who walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Brides and bridegrooms, for all God is doing in your life, your future spouse can be put off by some of the people you are hanging with. Now, I'm not saying be rude to people, just cut them off, but I'm just saying be particular about who is in your inner circle. You want people who speak life to you. You want people who provoke you and challenge you to do better. I love Dr. Bonica for his passion for souls. He is such an intelligent man of God. He just provokes me. You can talk to him about anything, law, politics, economics, but at the same time, he's also very spiritually deep. I mean, it's just amazing, that combination. I'm just moved out for God, and he just puts me on my toes. You know, when you're around him, you just can never be content, and he's always on my case. Prophetess, are you doing what God has told you to do? And I love that, you know, somebody who's pushing you towards your destiny. Our friends, the Mazingos, have done great things. They're like us, very passionate about the continent. No wonder we are good friends. We're in America, but I tell you, we are establishing back at home. That is Dr. Jose and Dr. Patricia. In fact, Dr. Jose is one of our speakers. He's such a phenomenal man of God, mentored by Dr. Miles Monroe. You don't want to miss him. He is a deep, deep teacher of the word. And of course, my lovely friend, Dr. Pat, who I just love. Not even my friend, she's my sister. And of course, same with the Zagabes, who've been so supportive of us from our Boston days up to now. My sister, Pastor Salome, is in Malawi doing big, big business. So I'm letting you know the people in my life, they inspire me, they encourage me, they make me dream big. So even you, as you're waiting, you know, be picky about who is in your life. You want people who will take you to the next level. He who walks with wise men shall be wise. And of course, the last thing in this, the last thing for your destiny connection is, what was the last thing? Is please, please, please remember where God has brought you from. You know, I don't understand people who get married, and as soon as they get married, they don't want to serve anymore. Everything, oh, my husband, my wife. No, no. For us, well, serving God has kept our marriage. It's kept the spark. We are that, you know, that's our bond. We are so passionate about serving God. So when God blesses you, please remember the house of God. Do not neglect the Lord. When you know, just like us who have miracle children, I've never used the excuse. In fact, when the twins were born, I've never gotten so many invitations. I think I've traveled more these last 3 years than all my years in America. I just don't know. It's very, very interesting. And I thank God for just a supportive team who help us with our children. So what I'm saying is when God blesses you, and he will, because this is the season for it, continue to honor the Lord. Tell your spouse in advance, God first. When you get married, in fact, you will serve God even more as a team. And remember to pray for others who are still believing. Just yesterday, somebody asked me, my friend, they've been believing for 10 years. And, you know, I was really tired because during this season of fasting, people are calling and texting, and they have this request, and it's pretty tiring because I have my own requests too. But of course, then I remembered, actually the Spirit of God nudged me, because I was about to say, okay, can I pray tomorrow? But the Spirit of God reminded me of the covenant I have made about God. You know, we prayed as a couple that, Lord, if you bless us, we will never stop praying. So of course I had to pray. So I'm saying all this to say, remember where God has brought you from, be a blessing to others, and serve God even after God blesses you. My last instruction to you brides and bridegrooms, you know, January is a month where the body of Christ all over the world is fasting. And I want to challenge you to do what you have never done. You must sow a prophetic seed. You must give a first fruit offering. And this is not, I'm not saying try, I'm actually commanding you as a prophet. And the Lord has really been dealing with me very strong that many of God's people are struggling because they have withheld from the Lord. Let me tell you, precious listeners, you can never outgive God. I am a living witness. You know, when we were believing for miracle children, we had gotten prophecy after prophecy after prophecy. And I remember the Lord said, why don't you try to sow? And I said, you know what, God, I'm even going to sow above what you're telling me. And we literally emptied our account because everybody was saying, you will have children one day, but after 7 years, we're like, you know what, enough is enough. When we sowed, when we emptied our account, that same year, the Lord did it for us. I've never really taught on first fruits. I'm never really, you know, I like to deal with givers, but this one, God spoke to me very, very clearly to challenge people in this month of January, this ministry, and I know we have been a blessing to you. Your life has been empowered and enriched and strengthened and ministered to. It is a biblical principle that where you are blessed is where you sow. I want to challenge you to, and let me tell you something, you know, the preachers have gotten a very bad rap. Oh, they just want our money. I need. Let me tell you, if you don't do it, guess what? God will raise someone else. So it's not because we are in need, but this is an instruction from the Lord. There's something about a seed you've never given that just sets the foundation for the rest of the year. And let the Holy Spirit deal with you. It's easy. I can give you figures. There are times God leads me to do that, but he's not leading me to do that. But I do want to challenge every one of you that are listening. Do what you have never done to sow what you have, or rather to reap what you have never. I can give you testimony after testimony. Remember even our property that was stuck in Lusaka. I remember I sowed a very big seed in the life of my spiritual father. And I'm telling you, within 2 weeks, in a case that we had struggled with for 7 years, it was loosed. Our property was loosed. Our money was loosed. So where there's been delay, whether you know, you might sow for this, for your life partner, for your destiny connection, or maybe it's for business to go back to school. But I want to encourage you to sow a prophetic seed, to sow that first fruit offering into Fresh Aroma Ministry. We are good ground. We are touching thousands. I can say thousands because I'm on radio. I'm on radio back home in Zambia, literally impacting the nation. Where I go now, I'm on YouTube, and people are watching from everywhere. So you're sowing into a ministry that is releasing healing, restoration, and transformation. But I tell you, as a prophet of God, the Bible says, believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. Believe in his prophets, so shall you prosper. One more last testimony. When we were leaving Boston 7 years ago, there was a girl I didn't even know very well. All her friends had gotten married, and she found me somewhere and threw herself at my feet and gave me a large sum of money. I was so scared. And I'm like, are you okay? She goes, you know, I'm so sick and tired of being a bridesmaid. My family is on me. Please, prophet of God, release that anointing of Esther. I was amazed by her faith, and I prayed with her. She was crying, and she just said, look, I'm even showing because I know this is going to happen. Do you know? By the time we were here, she began updating me. 3 months, she says, prophet of God, I've met somebody. 2 months later, she was engaged. That same year, she was married, and still married, very blessed, has a green card. But she sold, and she sold without me letting her know. So we don't want any delay in this season. We don't want the enemy to sabotage. We don't want any Ishmael. We release those Isaacs in the name of Jesus. We release those Esthers. This is your moment, but please tie this prophetic word with your first fruit offering. Give a seed you've never given before. You can go online, our website, www.fresharomaministry.org, or you can call Miss Chico. Most of you know her number. You can get her on Facebook. But get the seed this week, this month of January, especially when the heavens are open, as we are bombarding heaven, as we are praying, as we are praying for you. Please say the word of the Lord. My time is up. It is your time. It is your season. I'm praying for you. I love you. I can't wait for that destiny connection. God bless you.